I'm Marissa.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to the PTO Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the PTO Podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Marissa. And I am super excited to announce our next guest. Grammy nominated, hit songwriter, my client, my friend, and my wedding officiant,
ooh,
Walker Hayes.
Let's go. What up?
And we were just talking right before we started recording, yeah. And I was saying, I'm actually a little nervous for this
Don't
one.
Don't be nervous.
Because I quite possibly know more about you than you know about you. I've
you
seen
do.
All of your interviews.
Yeah.
So it's almost hard to come up with like topics or questions yeah. or anything
New
like
stuff.
That. Yeah. But you were just asking also like, what is this podcast even?
Yeah. And yeah, what's PTO mean? What are you doing
PTO,
this for?
PTO, paid time off.
Okay.
We're just paid to be here. That's a slogan that Rachel yeah. loves to use.
I love using it. I'm like, I don't know, I'm just paid to be here.
There
but
you
it's
go.
Like you're using your PTO hours to come to these shows that we're working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
You get
and
it?
It's just
clever.
Fun cool. connotation, right? Like PTO,
bad. I
should have like
known it.
Summer Fridays. Like it just feels
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But essentially, yeah. when one country was talking to me about coming up with podcasts, uh-huh. I was like, I need someone to like balance me out.
Yeah.
Left brain, right brain, yin yang.
Right.
So I'm super type A. She's super creative. Like we could not yeah. be more opposite, but like in, we're both having success in the music industry
right.
in such different fields.
Yeah.
I'm jealous you didn't choose me, honestly. a little bit sad, but you're
you
right.
Like
you're
yeah.
Right.
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like everybody has a podcast now. And
I know.
That's like just part of life. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Everyone just
I
likes
need, we need to figure one out. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm late to the podcast party.
We'll so do you there. Think you're left brain or right brain?
I don't know. I think I'm probably a little bit of both. Like, I feel like most people have like a little bit. I think you and I are a lot alike. I feel mm-hmm. like we took that test with the smack and I was like, no wonder I like this girl. Like,
yeah.
she's like a lot. I think we like tested the same. But yeah, yeah what's left? Is left artistic? Like right? Right
honestly,
is right is more
know.
Like, I feel like
I
left is more artsy.
We don't know which is which.
We don't okay. know. We just know that we're opposite. One of us is something.
Yeah.
You're more like.
I'm like, art. Like she came in with like notes and all this stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, you just let me know what you want to talk about and I'll riff off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I will say the type A in you isn't on email. Because
no,
kind of thought
I heard you don't like emails.
This is a joke with my team is like a month ago, not a month, probably 2 or 3 months ago. I came in and was dead serious. I was like, bro, email. Poor email. Like it's somewhere. It's somewhere with MySpace. Like it is so obsolete.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like I'm so.
I know. Mad. I was like I feel sorry for those things because I, you know, nobody checks them right,
You're
and
right.
and everybody they were all like, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of person people always text me that they email me. That's the only emails I ever check.
Okay.
But it's I guess it's just because I'm a songwriter and an artist.
Yeah.
I don't have. All I do is DocuSign. That is literally the only.
Okay, noted. Don't email Walker.
Never.
No, gotcha.
It will be in the dungeon.
Yeah.
I'll never find it.
That is so funny.
I know. And Marissa was like, no, I literally respond to 1,000 a day.
Yes. Yeah.
Something.
Like I probably have like 100 unread right now.
Yeah.
That I need to go check.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But back to the left, right. I think it depends on what. Adventure or like what I'm doing in life. Like if it's a song, you'll be like, man, he is not a free spirit at all. Like he is literally beating that line to death. I'm really not artistic. I'm just like calculated, like I'm anal about it. But then little details like email, I couldn't be more left brain. I mean, I'm like, whatever. I don't think about them. They're just gone. So
yeah.
It's just different. You know, you're probably that way about
like
photo.
Yeah. But then I also feel like there's like the business side as like a freelancer that you like have to keep on top of your shit because
yeah.
then I won't get any gigs. But then, yeah. So I feel like I'm good at maybe balancing the both of like creativity and
right.
then getting my business together.
That's so, impressive.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, if Lainey and Marissa died on the same
You'd
day.
You'd be so screwed.
it would be a fun show to watch
yeah.
what I would do in life. Because
yeah.
I mean, I can't run the dishwasher. I can't run the laundry. Like, I don't know how to write a check.
You don't know how to write a check?
I don't. I probably could, but I just haven't in a really long time.
Yeah.
I definitely don't know how to balance a checkbook.
I don't think people
don't
do
think
that anymore.
I don't know what credit card. Lainey puts the right credit cards. in my wallet. Like I have no idea who her real contact person is at our business place.
Wow,
I
mean, you so funny.
I don't even know what town I'm in right two now. Nights from now.
That is true.
That I don't know either, really. Yeah. I'm like, I leave tomorrow to LA.
You just kidding. Yeah.
I don't know.
Rachel's an artist in her own regard.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. So we had Brian on our podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What a great, great.
Yeah,
how
it was so
it?
Great. It was so great. Awesome. Well, like, I feel like I learned so much. Like, when I was on tour with you, we were all on the same bus. There was like 12 of us.
Right.
On the bus together, and Brian's like, now you guys have all these trucks and he has his own room. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah. I just feel like over the like 7-8 years, it's been crazy.
Brian's famous,
watching
man.
You guys.
Brian's
famous.
Brian's
now.
The top dog. He's amazing. Did he do good on the podcast?
He did great. I was telling him how every tour I've been on, I'm always like, Brian has always been to this day my favorite tour manager.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And just diving in on, and something interesting that I learned that you might be interested to learn was he's been on all these different tours, right? Like he toured with like One Republic, Kenny Chesney, Jimmy
right.
Buffett, you name it. And it was his goal, like it was a strategy of his to start with a newer artist so that he could build, like take from the good parts of those tours.
Right.
And start that culture from the ground up. You didn't have like tour culture yet when he started.
Right.
So he wanted to like build that up.
What it was.
Yeah. So now that's something he's like super proud of.
As he should be.
Right.
I mean, dude, Brian, look, we're in a relationship, so we're not always like super, you know, we can be buttholes to each other and just move on, you know, the next day and have our little moments, which we honestly, not lying, we don't have many of those. But I swear to you guys, this is crazy stat. I don't know if I've left a venue since Fancy Like and some security guard or buyer or somebody not come up to me and just yap my ear off about how great my team is
really
to work with. I promise. So cool. I'm not even making that up. I mean, that is literally, I'm almost like, I know they're great. I know Chris is great. I know Brian's great. Like, I'm almost like, but what about me?
You
know?
Like, did you just see me perform?
But seriously, Brian, that's interesting to know, you know, that Brian did that so intentionally, because everybody says, it makes me curious, like, what are other people like? Like, what is, but they always say, today was different. This was different. Backstage is different, you know, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, I think there's something, and we talked about this because you had your inaugural charity celebrity golf tournament this last Monday. And there's something disarming about, and it's a gift, about you and your family and the team that you've cultivated around you, because there are kids running around. There's three or four dogs running around
four.
And it's and whereas other tours, and Rachel, you could probably talk to this too, like it's more closed doors and people aren't inviting you to do something or kids running around on a scooter and whatever, you
definitely
know,
like, not I don't know if you know this, I just got off tour with the Lumineers and they're very like, it's very like you're in and you're out. So
and you were actually, I don't know if you know this, the first tour that Rachel ever went on.
Oh, really? Bus. First tour bus.
Yeah. So I was telling Marissa, I'm like, this is crazy, because now I've been with Lumineers, Maren Morris, Carly Pierce, XYZ, and the very first, like this all started because of your tour.
That's great.
And it was like, that's cool.
People don't realize, like, your first tour, you're like, when am I going to poop? Like, you're like, the bus is so scary. You know,
we talked about much time talking about poop on this podcast.
Our last episode with Brian was like literally about, you can't poop on the bus. But no, I didn't know. It was my first time on a tour bus. And I remember I put my suitcase, my backpack, my shoes and everything in my bunk because I didn't know where to put it.
Oh my
and
goodness.
And then I just like crouched
so you were
in
crammed
there.
Up there?
Yeah. I'm just like, don't like just be here and don't ask questions or whatever. It was so funny. But
yeah. And you don't want to be like, I
get
it.
You
don't want to be the newbie. You're like, wait, does this go down there? Well, what if I need to brush my teeth and stuff like that? But yeah, it's funny. I feel like you get on the bus and you just are embarrassed. You're like, I don't know. Everybody's going to see how I live. Like, what do I do? Where do I put my shoes and
Walker
all that stuff?
Walker and his family bus, though, have it down to a science. Like, they have all the dogs with them. They have all six kids with them.
Oh, yeah.
In the bathroom, they have one of those things, you know, it's like a shoe organizer. Yeah,
well, that's Lainey.
But everyone has, each kid, like, has, like, where their toothbrush is and, like, their names and, like, all of their stuff.
They just leave it on.
That's perfect.
You guys really crushed the tour life.
Lainey's really figured it out. Like, there's a dog bed in the back. We leave the back thing open, you know, for the dogs and stuff. And
what kind of dog is it?
Everybody, we have a golden doodle, a Cavachon, a Cavapoo, and a Cavapoochon.
All those dogs?
All
come
four.
Up? All four.
And the in-laws are they're coming this weekend. But it's it's wall to wall. I mean, chaos. Wow. Yeah.
I remember when we were on tour. Your kids were younger at the time, obviously, because it was like 7 years ago. But they were like climbing all over the bunks. Yeah. I was like, whoa, like jumping monkeys everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta
it's
get
insanity.
Out of here. Yeah, it's so funny.
But road life, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it without the kids. I mean, I don't know how different tours are different, but that energy, like when they're not there and our tour does kind of become that cliche, like quiet, head down, in mm-hmm. out. It like makes me want to do drugs. I mean, it's mm-hmm. so much downtime and it sucks your soul all day. You're just like, you wake up and you're like, what'd I do? I'm in a parking lot. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just like really sad.
It's tough. Yeah. I feel like that's something I definitely struggle with, of like when I come back home and I'm like, this is my reality. And then I go on tour and I'm like, you're right. Like you wake up in a parking lot and you're like, okay, now what?
Right.
But I feel like in big tours like the Lumineers and stuff like that I was on, you find your people, and I feel like you can relate to at least one person on that tour and be like, do you want to go for a walk? I always say therapy walks is what I always call them. Yeah.
It's just fun to have someone to cut up, just be like, hey, you want to do something dumb? Like we're in this town. You want to go check out
find
the beach
anything?
Or,
I feel like that's important to find that balance. And when did Lainey start going on tour with you?
After Fancy Like. I mean, I literally went from COVID. I mean, I was with my family for 400 days in a row. And I kind of honestly became like codependent. It was like, you ever like go home with your parents for summer and then first day of school, you were like, I don't want to leave. You know, you kind of get homesick. Yeah. That's how I felt when Fancy Like took off, because it just all of a sudden I was gone. And I told Marissa and Rob, I was just like, congrats, guys. I was like, we're all going to make a ton of money from the song. Thank you for your investment. This has been great. Not what I want to do for the rest of my life. And Rob was like, hey, let's try a family bus. And honestly, I didn't predict them, you know, liking it as much as they do, but it is literally it's our favorite together. I mean, it's on Wednesday night when that bus shows up, everybody's happy. Nice. Everybody. Lainey, the dogs race to the bus. They love Tim, the driver. My kids love Tim. I mean, they're so jacked. I mean, just to get in this, you know, house on wheels and roll. And it's honestly, Wednesday night through Sunday is probably the most structure my family has in life. Outside of that, man, we're all over the place. You know, I'm going to write. Lainey's trying to build this house. The kids are doing their thing. But when we're on that bus, we get food. We know when food, you know, when's show, when's meet and greet. You know, I mean, it's more rigid than anything.
That's so cool. I mean, it probably just bonds you guys so much.
And it's been cool also to see each kid have a spot kind of on the road and find their people on the road that they gravitate towards or hang with. And Leela is one of the four backup dancers, so mm-hmm. she's dancing every night. Mm-hmm. And like Beckett has a camera that he's bringing around.
Dude.
That
he's like a little shoot. Photographer.
He's trying to steal my job.
For a while, Baylor was doing some merch stuff.
He's
could probably teach Beckett a thing or two.
Yeah.
He's got some necklaces now. Baylor does.
Oh, really?
He's about to rip through. Yeah, he's going to sell them. Yeah, he's a little businessman.
Well, and another thing that y'all had talked about before, it's cool that your kids are getting to interface with like all kinds of with adults.
That
they otherwise
wouldn't. Awesome.
Like, those experiences have
all
to be.
Walks of life. I mean, you know how the road is.
Yeah.
And I honestly, Lainey has impressed this upon me, but she is like, guarantee you, every single venue we leave, she is the last person on the bus. She's always talking to a security guard, just some lady who sat in a chair next to catering or whatever, or any person like that, you know, working kind of just a part of the system job, will get on the bus and she's like, oh, I was had to say bye to Susie. You know, she's got eight kids too, you know, and she's from Louisiana and like she just lost her dog. And like Lainey tells me this and I'm like, oh, so that's what you've been doing all day.
Yeah.
You know, like, but that's, That's kind of what we've tried to, we don't do it all the time. I mean, we're tired. We're human. Yeah. Like, we don't mind our privacy. Like, we appreciate it. But we also just try to invest in people's lives out there. And that's one thing I've tried to really get my kids to, like, hey, just say what up. Like, sit down with a random person at catering that you don't really know and be like, hey, what up? Are those green beans good? You know, like, just... Because otherwise, what else are we doing out there, you know, other than just playing on PlayStation and serving ourselves, you know? But usually you get, when you do that, you're the one left in tears, like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I heard that guy's story, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Lainey carries herself like that. That's just kind of like her hobby on the road.
So being on tour for so long, you've worked with, you know, so many tour managers and I mean, well, actually we've been with Brian for a while, but you have so many people coming in and out of that tour. I'm curious, as like from an artist's perspective, what is something that you look for in an employee that will be on tour with you? Like what's something that
you
look for?
Man,
you
know, what's funny is like, that's a great question. I mean, I feel like 100% all I care about is that energy. I feel like I'm an energy person. Mm-hmm. When I walk in a room, and I want to be with people that energize me, because the road is so tiring. So if you're with anybody that sucks that energy from you for whatever reason, and I think it's both of our faults, you know, it's not just that person, but I am writing the checks, and I'm trying to create an atmosphere that my kids, my wife, always wake up Wednesday going, we're going back. You know, we get to be with the team, you know. And so that's what I look for. I just look for positive energy, positivity, first and foremost. I mean, honestly, the talent level is the least of my concerns. Because honestly, I'm kind of like, if we hired you, you probably don't suck that bad. Like, you're here. You were in the running, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't stand on stage going, oh, Mark missed a note, or... Because I don't think people care. Like, they just want...
They just don't even realize.
They just want a vibe.
Yeah.
And that starts with my team. And if we're... Trust me, if we're on Brian's level, like, of... You know, Brian is like... Again, I really do... People are always like, oh, it starts with you. But, like, the way Brian... You know, Brian sees a broken individual in the audience, and he's like, I want to make that person's day. And the fact that he is just looking for that, you can just tell the crowd just receives that energy all night. They're like, it's just different. It's like the Duck Buck classic. I don't really know how to put my finger on what was different about that day, but my team is just different. And so it's guards are down. Like, people are just hanging out. And that's good. It can be messed up, you know, if you get one person on their high horse, you know, changing the energy of the team, it can really kind of damage, you know, the way consumers receive, you know, what you're taking out there and giving them.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is this was pre-Fancy, like, when you noted this. We went to Disney World and you were like, on Disney World, because...
Oh, it was one thing.
All of their hospitality things, and they don't point, and they, and like, you wanted a code of those kinds of things because you wanted your camp to be like that.
Totally.
And from you saying that to where we are now, I mean, we have multiple semi trucks, we have five buses, six buses, whatever that is. And we have, you and Brian and everybody that's on the road consistently has like cultivated that with all of those people, which is like something to be super proud of.
It's insane. Bro, well, the one thing that blew me away about Disney is those characters do not let go of a hug until the other person does.
Oh.
Doesn't that make you just want to cry? Like,
yeah, I'm like, I could use a good hug.
Well, just that, to me, that's it. Like, that's the nucleus of what they stand for. And, you know, obviously my team, we all have a lot of stuff we're dealing with. But that's not the time. You know, when we're out there with those people, it's so freeing to forget about yourself and look outward and do that. Just do that. Just don't let go of that hug until they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That just really impressed something on my heart to try to mimic. And again, you know, I have bad days where I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can do the meet and greet, you know, but usually when I get into it and I just shut me up and listen to somebody's story, it's like, all right, I'm good. Here we go. Like, this is what this is all about. But yeah, that Disney thing, that's kind of interesting, that Disney thing. It's almost like God put that as like, hey, you're going to need this information in a minute, you know, and Brian kind of, I mean, didn't he start it? I feel like he started at Disney. Like he kind of already has that.
He started thing. At Disney.
He was in the Disney EDU program or Disney U program or whatever.
He loved it. Like he was him. Like, dude, I think he dated Little Mermaid.
He did.
Before the thing.
And then also, there was more to that.
But anyway,
story. We should have asked Brian, but.
Yeah.
I wish I knew.
That's funny. But Walker, when I was
always
prepping.
Always had a crush on Little Mermaid. Sorry. Go ahead. When you were working.
When you were working.
Wait, that's. Yeah, when we were prepping for this podcast,
right?
Yesterday, I pulled the office because I was like, "This is gonna be weird. Like, what do we talk about?"
Yeah.
And one thing that our team came up with,
oh gosh,
that they thought would be interesting.
I'm scared.
Was, I am too.
And you read energy, so like first impressions.
Yeah.
Like what? And Rachel, start off. First impression of Walker. We'll all go kind of like around.
Okay.
So we'll say our first impressions. This is, okay.
Oh, wow.
You're going to admit.
No, oh, I think, honestly, my first impression of you was, I correlate it to my first time on tour ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you were so welcoming and you like didn't micromanage. And I remember you told me, which I have the worst memory ever, but I remember you told me, you said you could feel the emotion in my photos.
Mm.
You're like, I look at your photos and I feel like, you're like, I can feel the feeling in your photos and I could just feel like that you're really like.
That's great.
Yeah. And I remember you like put your hand on my shoulder and you like said that to me. And I was like.
That was touchy-feely. Sorry.
No, I remember.
Me too, movement.
Like, me too. No, I was like, it just was like, it was, it just felt genuine. And I was like, wow, thank you. And then that inspires me to, you know, work harder for you that you, I'm like words of affirmation. So the fact that you were just like. You told me that made me be like, oh, wow, okay, I'm doing a good job, one. And two, like, you appreciate that art and that makes me feel good. So I've always, like, anytime awesome. You need me out on tour, I will be there because you just have always given me a good experience of that. So,
well, you're a pleasant person to have on the road.
Thank
like,
you.
You're just like a jelly bean on the road. Like, you're just so happy.
Yay.
You are, you know, and that's just so important. Like, you're just a great, little happy puzzle piece that's talented to have on the road. I mean, that's, you could always get a gig on
Thank
the road.
You.
Easy.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, you're talented and you're good Thanks. To be, you're fun to be around. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So and good. I had a positive impression.
Yeah. You did. Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Okay.
I would take you back any day. Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime.
Thanks.
Come on this weekend.
Yeah, I'm go. Ready. Yeah. Yeah. Brian's like, what are you doing tomorrow?
My first impression, it was, at our old Smack building.
Yeah.
You know, right there on Music Row, the top of Music Row, close to Belmont. And I remember thinking that you just seemed like a grown-up kid, or not even a grown-up kid. You just seemed like a big kid.
Mm.
And I was like, wait, and he's a dad and he's married, but he like has so much.
Dad?
I was like, but he has so much fun. Like, so for me coming straight out of college and then meeting you, or even in my last year of college, I was just like, wait, life as an adult doesn't have to suck.
Ah, that's funny.
Like, that's I just kind of felt like there was no, you live life with no rules.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's sick. Like that was my first impression.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
That's funny. I like that. I like both of those first impressions. Well, I mean, Marissa, I was just like, hire this woman. I mean, I just, you know, I love to work. Like, especially when, like, if something matters to me, I'll probably annoy those around me because I just want to work. I just love it. I'm just like, let's freaking go. And I don't know if I've met anyone else ever who I share that with, who, like, I feel like if I can call, and I felt like this when I met you, there were a lot of people who were getting paid a lot more than her to do certain things, but they were more like motion go-throughers where there was all the passion met the work ethic with you. And I mean, I just was like, please get this girl. Like,
she's you a good one
idiots
to have.
If you don't hire this girl.
Well, I was just eager to deliver.
Yeah.
I was like, if he says something, how quickly can I get it done and then come back to him with with what.
But that's
that
a
is.
Great quality, because you just don't meet. You know, some people are like, ah, whatever, you know, I'll get around to it. But like, I mean, people who, especially artists, I it's less now at my age. It was more, you know, when we met. But like, your songs are your life. I mean, and your craft is your livelihood. So every minute counts, you know. I mean, I when I met you, I was turning in songs, and I would literally could not wait for Robin or Rob to respond. Mm-hmm. Now I don't care what anyone thinks as much, you know. But if I do, if it matters, I still have that in me, you know. If it's like really a child song of mine that I really just care about. But yeah, I mean, I was so impressed with your work ethic. But again, it wasn't like a mean, angry work ethic. It was like fun. Like, this is supposed to be fun. Like, totally. It's only fun when you work, like, right. And get stuff done. Like, that's the thing, you know?
Yeah. And number one is fun. We do love that.
There you go. Number one is fun. It's my favorite odd number. Yeah.
Only likes even numbers. It's like a hotel room. Like, everything.
Really?
I haven't explored like the science behind that OCD, but it is very real.
Now I understand why Brian said that. He hates dealing with hotels. Yeah, he's like, it has to be an even number.
Brian, he's always like, I'm sorry. It's an odd number. But he's like, it's 212, so it's 5 if you add it up. And yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He always has an explanation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. One of my favorite things, and you're going to have to help me with the story, or a funny from our early time of working together, was it was me, you, and Robert Carlton, and we were talking about something, and you had compared me to someone that was like a really big compliment that you and Robert got. I thought you were comparing me to Carrie Underwood for years, and then it already came out years later.
It's the manager.
So it's
lady.
Carrie Edwards, who like, I've never spoke with her, but like, she's low key my idol. She's Luke Bryan's manager, Cole Swindell. Like, she owns her own company, KP Entertainment. This sounds creepy.
Yeah.
She'll never see this.
You're like, she has a mole on the back of her thigh, right? A birthmark on her neck. Yeah.
She's just like a
She
baddie.
Sneezes 3 times when she leaves the movie theater.
Her birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
Favorite color.
Yeah. She just lost her dog. But I mean, that's all I could think about. I was like, she's just a boss. Like, nice.
And then years later, I was like referencing it back to Walker and Robert. And I was like, yeah, remember when you said I reminded you of Carrie Underwood?
They're like, and we no.
And they're like,
wrong,
what are you talking
Carrie.
About?
I mean, y'all are pretty. You know, yeah. Pretty, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I was talking about the manager.
And
girl.
Now that I've learned about her more, seen her speak on panels, things like that, way more of a compliment than being compared to Carrie Underwood, actually. But
you have that thing, Marissa. You know, I don't know. I mean, can the whole, do you know, I mean, Marissa's pretty much like, I mean, as far as on team, most of the people on the team would agree, she's kind of responsible for, I think all artists are like codes that you kind of got to crack, and they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Like all art, and like Kylie, I mean, she's awesome, but you got to crack, like, got to find where's all of her in this song form, you know, where the world can see what we all finally saw, you know, and you can do things like formulaically, and then it's good to practice those routines, and like, hey, write a song with this, and the chorus here, and the pre here, and make it sound like this, and this is what's working on the radio, and it's good on a daily basis to just practice and try and try. But we were at a standstill, you know, music wise. I mean, and COVID wasn't helping. Yeah. You know, like I didn't have anything really special coming. I really didn't have anything that I always judge stuff on. If I heard it, would I be jealous that someone else came out with it? Because that's a high standard. Or do I just want to send it to somebody? Just be like, boom, I just want you to hear this. I don't care. And I didn't really have anything like that, but I had this weird song called Country Stuff that I wrote by myself literally in the mall in a massage chair while Lainey was in the bathroom. And the reason I wrote it is because I heard I'm not going to name what artist, but a massive artist. I heard their song on the mall speakers, and I was like, I'm trying too hard. Like, I'm not having as much fun as this guy. I don't really have a lot of respect for these lyrics, but at least he's having fun.
Yeah.
Like, so I just wrote Country Stuff, the chorus, went home, recorded in my bedroom, and I always loved the song. And me and Marissa just decided, hey, why are we embarrassed to love this song? Like, no, Rob and the team and all these cool people at the publishing company don't think this is amazing, but this makes me smile, and I don't want to be embarrassed to say that about this song. So I took it and I produced it without telling anybody with Joe Thibodeau, the guy who built my live shows. And it cranked. I mean, when we turned it, well, I remember being like, I don't care what people say. This is my new favorite style. And even Rob was like, I remember his text back. He said, this is insane. And he, mind you, Rob would have been like, man, I just don't hear it. I don't hear this song. And that song is what inspired the writing day of Fancy. Like, I played that song on my phone and I said, I want a brother or a sister to this song. This is what I want to do for life. Cool. Like, I want to do this live and I want to sound like this. And we wrote Fancy Like that day. Me and Marissa did that. And we did that because we were kind of in a tense place. Like, nobody was really respecting ideas. Well, you know, we had tried everything. We had just done the label photo, the drop, the get ready for the EP. You know, we've done all the things that you do, but it just didn't matter. It just didn't feel like anything was, like, connecting. And I was trying to be respectful of the label and my management. And I, you know, because I trust Rob. I trust Katie. I trust Shane. You know, Shane, my producer. I didn't want to sneak behind his back. But that was the window that opened the door to, like, oh, maybe just sounding off the wall is what's going to finally make people listen. And at least it did that to us. Like, I don't know, but it was a crazy story.
And too, from my perspective, I'm like, we've tried all of these things and they haven't worked. What can we try that we haven't, that's off the wall, that it kind of has a touch of what's working right now, that it's country.
Yeah.
It's down the middle. The lyrics aren't too smart or serious. Yeah. It just slaps and it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also mixed with, and Rachel, this goes back to something that we talked about not being at a disadvantage because we didn't go to Belmont or have a music background. But it's like, if you did turn on in that song and our publishing team and team in general just listen to the lyrics, nothing might have happened with that song.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't care as much as I do about the feel, the groove, and the sound.
How it makes you feel. Yeah. I feel like also when I chat with artists, it's like such a fine line of them writing for themselves or writing for what they think people are going to enjoy. So totally. It sounds like you took like, I'm going to write this because this is what I like.
And then it's supposed to be fun. You know, it probably goes with you with a picture. It's like, you ever see a picture that you're like, this doesn't check off any of the boxes, but I smile. Like, I feel something when I hear it. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how music is, but this business can get too, there's not enough cred. Like, you rhymed that with that. You said Applebee. Like, I don't know. It's kind of dorky. And you're like, humans are dorky. Like, we're that's life. Like, nobody's cool in Mobile. I mean, they may think they are, but that's dorky.
Nobody's cool.
No, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I get it. Like, there's people who think they're cool, but most people just are like, do I want to crank this up or not? I mean, I do not have an eye for a photo, but I'm not looking at technical stuff. I'm just going, does this have depth? Like, do I just want this on the wall? I don't care if the lighting is bad or, you know, I mean, I respect the brilliance, and I think some of those tools can help magnify a feeling. If you're like, this is just a sick photo, but like, I wouldn't have never gone down that road had I not had someone I trust be like, yeah, let's just run down that dirt road for a second. Like, cause it did, it changed. That actually changed everything before everything changed.
Yeah, that's wild.
Nice. Maybe need to write that.
Yeah, you should write that.
Yeah.
That changes for everything.
Well, hey, it's a whole team effort.
It is.
And I'm so proud and every day excited to be a part of your team.
Dude,
so.
I love watching you become Marissa. Come on, it's amazing.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Well, and super appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah.
It means a lot to both of us.
Stuff.
This is really cool. This feels like full circle for me.
Yeah. It is,
It really does.
We all work together.
Well, thank you for joining us. And
you're about to get married.
Yeah. You're about to marry us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes because it's kind of become my whole identity. But yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, what are you going to do when you're not a fiance?
I'm going to be a
wife. You'll be a wife.
Dang. I'll just be here still.
Dude, that'll be fun when you all have a podcast and you're like, hey, wifey.
I'm a wife.
Yeah.
Sounds old. Anyways, we could sit here talking all day, but yeah. We're being told to wrap.
Thanks for joining us on our paid time off.